Diane Ravitch is an education historian. She's also a best-selling author and hugely influential on social media. In the past few years, she's also become the champion for traditional public school teachers. What she isn't is subtle.
North Carolina is bleeding talent. North Carolina is bleeding experience. North Carolina has a brain drain caused by bad policy.
Ravitch received a response normally reserved for rock stars during the last day of the Emerging Issues Forum. The room was filled with teachers, education policy wonks, and mostly Democratic lawmakers. Before her speech, in a quieter conversation, Ravitch was no less adamant in criticizing the latest plan introduced by Governor Pat McCrory and Republican leaders to raise base pay for teachers in the early stages of their careers.
That's so divisive. I think it's a terrible idea. And I don't know of any profession where you insult the experienced professionals and expect to get better results. Who's going to help and teach the young people coming in? There may be a point where young people are making as much money as experienced people. That makes no sense at all. I think it's a terrible proposal.
More details are coming out on the Republican proposal. For one, the plan's architects say it will raise the salary for all early career teachers to at least $35,000 a year. Eric Gukan is McCrory's senior education advisor.
It's important to note that this isn't just a beginning teacher, but it's teachers that actually from the beginning teacher to year nine. So it's almost 10 years, those 10-year teachers, which is where we've had the highest turnover.
That means 40,000 or so public school teachers in North Carolina will see a sizable raise. But it also means teachers with more than 10 years' experience won't get anything, unless they're picked as one of the top 25% of teachers at their schools and receive a small bonus, another controversial policy enacted by Republicans. Whether the raises will stem the tide of teachers leaving the profession remains to be seen. A panel at the Emerging Issues Forum presented their own personal stories of why they left, and money and respect were common threads.
That we have to raise pay enough so that pay no longer is an issue, and then
I think to say that money is not an issue is kind of naive, but for me it was more the lack of autonomy in my classroom. It was.
I decided that I needed to be paid my worth, and North Carolina couldn't do that at the time, so I chose to go back.
Jennifer Coletti, David Richardson, and Sharon Boxley are all teachers who left North Carolina or left teaching. With no salary increase this past year, and the elimination of both tenure and the salary bump for teachers who earn master's degrees, some believe there could be a mass exodus of teachers before this fall. Republicans, like Senate Leader Phil Berger, don't believe that will happen.
Well, individual teachers make up their minds as to what they're going to do for a variety of reasons. So what we think this announcement shows is a commitment to get our beginning teacher pay at a point where we're not just competitive with our neighboring states, but we're ahead of our neighboring states.
Teachers, understandably, are skeptical. But skepticism, for most, won't turn into abandoning their teaching careers. Kimberly Daughtry is an elementary school teacher in Northampton County on the Virginia border. She's well aware of the changes within her profession and the difficulties of teaching kids in poverty.
I believe I'll be there for my career. Even though, I'll be honest, with our pay rates and stuff, it would be easier to go 10 minutes and cross the line to make more money. But I'm not in education for money. I'm in education to help the kids, and the kids there need us.
To help those kids sometimes requires being creative and overcoming systemic shortfalls. For Daughtry, that means turning to her mother for help.
When I became a teacher, my mom said, well, I'm going to do what I can to help you get through the rest of your teaching career. And she just donates things on a regular basis. If I'm missing something I need in my classroom, I'll call her up and say, hey, Mom, we need about 10 packs of notebook paper to get us through the next 9 weeks. Can you help me out?
Daughtry is returning to her class after the two-day Emerging Issues Forum, renewed and excited for the future. Policy wonks and lawmakers will stick around Raleigh to try to hammer out ways to boost her salary to a level they all say she deserves. But no matter what they come up with, it won't change the reality that her chosen profession is underfunded and at times underappreciated. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.